This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Alrighty then, it's 107 here at WILK. We have 48 degrees as we celebrate Thursday together with all kinds of topics in the news. We talked about Nancy Pelosi's retirement. We talked a little bit about term limits. We talked about the election that we just had. We talked about flight cancellations due to the government shut down, and we'll continue to talk about things right now with Gary from Mill City.
So, hello, how are you?
Hey, great. How are you, Gary?
Good. Just a couple more comments on the election. The gentleman that just talked, how their county commissioners down there have anything to do with the cost of living other than setting property taxes, which they keep going up. With his logic, the person in Lackawanna County, Merle, would have won just because of the Democrats raising taxes like they did at a pretty big percentage. But other than that, now that the Democrat rallying cry seems to be inflation. Now, inflation is, I believe, at a little under 3%. And for 4 years under the Biden administration, inflation was in double digits a couple of years.
You're talking year over year, right, Gary? That's the metric that you're measuring?
Yes. I believe 1 or 2 years in Biden. I believe 1 year for sure was in double figures, and 1 year it was near 10%. So we'll just say roughly 20% inflation over 4 years, and I believe that would be a low number. I'm 65. I'm smart enough, and I've seen in my lifetime, once prices go up, they don't come back down. So when inflation raises prices, those prices basically are going to stay there or go higher because people are not going to give up that profit just because the cost of things go down. We're going to bear the brunt of Joe Biden forever. And one of the messages that that gentleman hit on that is 100% correct, the Republican National Committee, State Committee, local committees do a terrible job getting their message out. And for some reason, it's like they don't care. I don't know. Rob Breslahan is getting hammered with untrue commercials, and the state and national Republican committees are doing nothing to counter the lie commercials. But the inflation is a foolish issue, and if people, especially older people, when in our lifetime his prices went down as the economy got better? It just doesn't happen. Inflation is with us forever. That's my comment for today. Thank you. Have a great day.
Sure, Gary. Thanks for calling. And now it's Donald.
Oh, how you doing? I disagree basically with both of them. I think inflation has some of it, but it all started with those Doge cuts. people don't want cuts to government. They want accountability. It should have been done methodically. And the first warning sign was that Lancaster Democrat, that state Senate seat, that's so red down there will be red. And that's like a Republican mayor winning in Scranton. It just doesn't happen. If you look at history,
there have been Republican mayors in Scranton. David
yeah,
Wenzel.
Yeah, kind of, yes, a while back.
And David Wenzel, who passed away yesterday, he was a Republican mayor
true.
In Scranton.
Well, one
Gene
term.
Peters was a Republican mayor of Scranton.
Yeah, I agree. I just thought about this. Like, I was close to Cordero.
Of course you agree,
anyway.
Donald, because it's facts. I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's go back to 206 Santorum. He said, made one little thing. He said, work to your 70. He lost to Casey by 17 points. Corbett did make cuts. He lost. Wagner said he was going to cut and void the pensions for the government workers. He lost to Wolf by 17 points. Then he had Volgette. He said, I'm going to cut the enchiladas and Medicare. He lost to Cartwright. That was one of the big things they kept playing over and over. Renishan, when he ran, Rob said he wasn't going to make any cuts, and we'll see where that lays out. But the bottom line is people, they want good government, they want honest government, but they really don't want cuts. Like you said, like some of these people on food stamps, we know they really need it. They're old, they're elderly, and they're just afraid they're going to get cut. And I think it's all about cuts. I think if they get the government back opened, the Republicans will have a good shot, and they just, people are basically, what I'm trying to say is conservative morally and culture are issues, but religious, but they still want government in their lives. Like, they want to save Social Security, want a strong safety net. What do you think?
Well, I mean, the Social Security they paid into, so of course they have the absolute right to get their money back out. I mean, that belongs to them, Donald. That is
right.
That's their money. Okay, so that's important. As for where we are now and what the gentleman said who was on with us before the news at 1 o'clock, when you hear over and over and over again from people that prices are just too high, it's because they believe that prices are just too high. And you can go on TV and you can say, I took away the tax on tips, and you could say gasoline is $2.99 a gallon, and you can point to some other metrics. But people, there's a reason why they say prices are too high for them, because they're getting killed all over the place now. Insurance, Donald.
Yeah, I agree with that. Right.
Insurance is the one that is going to be front and center. And that is the one that cries out for some kind of a reform. The Republicans apparently don't have a plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, right? They don't have a plan. But if they wanted to do so, they should get a plan together and show us how this can be done in a different way, because this is going to be crushing to people, absolutely crushing.
Well, another point I want to make, like a lot of people in the VMOs, half of them are actually Republican. Half the people at Toba Hannibal are Republican, but they just don't want their job cut because it works for the federal government. We can't lose those people, even if you Google it. It's like 4 out of 10 in the federal government that work there are actually vote Republican. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, you can't just go crazy with these cuts to government because you're only hurting your own party. That's how I look at it, because they're going to vote the other way. And then we're going to lose out on the crazy, cultural issues. We'll have transgender and all this other nonsense that we don't need. But you made a good point.
But again, Donald, no one will look at the social issues if they are struggling to pay for their health care costs. If they can't buy groceries, you're consumed. You're overwhelmed. It's all you think about. How am I going to pay for this? How? So when you get down to it and you're taking away people's basic needs, they care less about those social issues. They become kind of hot burner issues when other things are under control.
Well, yeah, it's like a stray animal. If you feed him, he'll come around. But if you don't feed him, you cut him, he's going to get angry. You know, whether it's a dog or a cat or anything, you know that.
Sure.
But the point I'm trying to make, you were right about SNAP. I couldn't agree with you more. You just can't cut somebody off of SNAP. And I'm sure there's fraud in the program, but I know elderly people like that need it. And like that, I drove them around. I took them to doctor's appointments. They waiting for a food order. They just had a tough life, maybe a divorce or something, and they needed a few extra dollars to get by. So I agree with that. We got to get this government open. and keep doing a great job and keep on it. You know, you're doing a good job.
I think that you're right. And we have a tendency as a society to demonize individuals. And I just think that we're missing the target when we do that. It's just there are people on that program. I understand that the waste, fraud, and abuse of that program is fairly minimal in terms of who cheats. Now, if you do cheat, you should be thrown off immediately. But in terms of people who have a true need, let them have it. We should be just grateful that we're able to go out and earn a living. I mean, that should make us grateful. But instead, we want to degrade the poor, which I don't think is a smart idea.
Well, I made a perfect example. Mike Huckabee, he could have sat there forever because he looked at the poor and he fed them on holidays and everything. He was really a true Christian. I'm surprised he didn't have Trump's ear on this. And then his daughter's there now. So it's a perfect example. He took care of the poor. Everybody got a piece of the pie. I know a lot of people that were from Arkansas down there, and they kept getting reelected. He just ran for president after that. But apparently he must have done a good job because his daughter's there. So they know the name. They know the
sure.
people that were relying on these government state programs knew that she wouldn't starve them out if they were hungry or something.
Absolutely.
And that's a good thing. So.
Yeah, so we'll see you later, Donald. So on Joe Biden and the what happened during his tenure in office, and this comes from factcheck.org, so you could believe it or you don't have to. I mean, you could believe these numbers or you don't have to. So during Joe Biden's 4 years in office, wages went up, but prices went up faster. Listen to this. The CPI, the Consumer Price Index, rose 21.5% under Joe Biden, ending a long period of low inflation. Now, of course, the pandemic does factor a little bit into his tenure as the president, and also impacted Donald Trump's last year of his presidency. So that definitely needs to be taken into consideration. Prices rose only 7.8% during the previous 4 years for comparison. So under Joe Biden, 21.5. In Donald Trump's first term, where he also wrestled with the pandemic, 7.8. The worst spike in the Biden administration came during the 12 months that ended in June of 2022. So from June of 2021, still pandemic related, to June of 2022, pulling out of the pandemic, there was a 9.1% in the CPI before a seasonal adjustment. The Bureau of Labor Statistics said that was the biggest increase in over 40 years since 12 months ending in November of 1981. And that was during the tenure of Ronald Reagan. Inflation cooled slowly for the remainder of Biden's term, as the Federal Reserve ratcheted up those interest rates, the CPI rose 3% in Joe Biden's final 12 months. So, I mean, year over year, and Gary that was on with us from Mill City referred to Trump's as 3%. And of course, some of Trump's is commingled with Biden's over the last year. Things were starting to improve. Okay, what gasoline prices. All right, the week before he took office, the national average price of regular gasoline at the pump was $2.38 per gallon. Okay, so when Joe Biden took office, the gas was at $2.38, still rising from the $1.78 low point during the pandemic recession, which was underway, according to this article, from February to April of 2020, according to figures from the Energy Information Administration. From there, it shot up to the highest ever recorded, just over $5 a gallon in the week ending June 13th, 2022, as world oil markets were disrupted by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I'm sure you remember that, and I'm sure you remember how those numbers ratcheted up on the very day of that event. The week he left office, the price was down to $3.11. still 73 cents or 31% higher than when he came in. So when Joe Biden left office, it was 311 nationally. Now here, it may have been slightly higher because, you know, good old Pennsylvania has one of the highest gas taxes in the entire nation. And that was done, I guess, to, you know, help us fund, what was it, the state police, and to help us fund infrastructure projects, if I remember correctly. In terms of wages, paychecks grew larger also, but inflation ate them all up. All right. So that is what happened then, just for clarity before we move to the break here at WILK 570-883-0098. Somebody said that was because Biden had to clean up the mess Trump got us into. But it doesn't see by reading this, these statistics prove that you're wrong when you say that, because these statistics indicate that things were kind of on the right track when Joe Biden did take office. So I don't know where you're getting that from. Again, these statistics kind of say that things didn't go well for Joe Biden. Hence the reason why he lost the election. It was a referendum on the economy. And now we have seen in this general election that we just had that this could also be considered to be some kind of an economic referendum of sorts. Anyway, we'll take the break here. We have more 80s music and more topics when we come back. Please stay tuned.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 324, 48 degrees on this Thursday, November 6th, 2025. So what's finally been reported in a lot of our mainstream media in our area, both on TV and in our print, is this incident that happened in the Jackson Heights section of Jackson Heights location of the West Grant in, with the judge of elections writing in her name, or allegedly writing in her name, on people's ballots. And it's been confirmed that she's done this with at least more than one. There was the individual that brought it to my attention during the election by posting it on social media. Didn't put out any names at that time because I was attempting to verify it, but it has since been verified that this did in fact happen, and there was more than one occurrences of this happening. It has been referred to the Lackawanna County District Attorney for investigation. During the election, at about 4:40, while I was still doing this show, because the individual, the voter, who said he was his ballot was tampered with by the judge of elections, a ballot worker at that location, posted an email from Elizabeth Hopkins. Elizabeth Hopkins is the director of elections for Lackawanna County. And he advised her of what had happened in that email. And her response in that email was, the judge has been contacted and told she cannot do that. And I sent Ms. Hopkins an email from here while there were still 3 hours left of the election to ask, this appears to be a valid Lackawanna County email from you. Can you verify that as such? And as of this moment, I still haven't heard from her. They did put out a press release yesterday that this did in fact happen, and that it's been referred to the Lackawanna County District Attorney. The Lackawanna County District Attorney has confirmed that there is an ongoing investigation. Here's my thing, though. If this judge of election was allowed to continue 3 more hours working in that voting location after the director of elections was brought to their attention, there was alleged fraud.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
There's a problem. Ms. Hopkins, who I don't know, I've never met, needs to be held accountable professionally here. If this individual who was handwriting their own name on a ballot, more than one, and you're the director of elections and you get an email from the voter saying that this happened, and not only did it happen to him, it happened to his girlfriend. So there's two occurrences that they could. She obviously contacted the judge of elections because in her own email it says the judge has been contacted and told she cannot do that. So did she have a conversation? Did she ask her, hey, were you writing your names on ballots and told her not to do that? This is the response to the person who was disenfranchised, the voter. If the director of elections allowed this person to continue to work in that polling place, that's extreme negligence. The response from the director of elections is abhorrent. And the thing is, if the director of elections allowed the individual to continue to act as a judge of elections after this was brought to her attention, what other allegations has she carelessly admonished? And I have no proof that she has, but it leads a valid question. If you were that callous to just abhorrently admonish this, say, hey, you were writing on people's, which is a crime, by the way. It could be a felony. It could be a misdemeanor. I listed all the crimes that it may be as per election law yesterday. So I'm not going to get into that. But if you were just merely saying, hey, were you writing your name in as a write-in candidate on ballots working as the judge of elections at this location? Well, yeah, I was. The answer is no. Well, you can't do that. Stop. A, was she allowed to continue? Because the judge of elections is the one who tallies everything at the end of the night and has a lot more duties from that point on. The other thing is, the other problem that I run into is right now, because of the mayhem caused with the Lackawanna County commissioners because of the lawsuits from Bill Gaughan, the current board of elections for Lackawanna County is three Commonwealth judges. There are three Commonwealth judges. It's supposed to be the commissioners of Lackawanna County are supposed to be the election board. But because of all the shenanigans going on, it's now three judges. Now, since this is going to be a criminal case, possibly, and there are possibly criminal charges pending, these three judges are going to need to recuse themselves from this case because they are the Lackawanna County Board of Elections at this time. So you have three Lackawanna County judges that, if this is a criminal case, cannot even hear this case. And at a minimum, have a conflict of interests. So here's the road that we've gone down in Lackawanna County, but could you imagine being the director of elections in Lackawanna County? And listen, I'm not going to let this go. I have emails to the State Department. I have emails to the Attorney General. There needs to be action taken here. If you're the director of elections and a voter calls you and said, somebody wrote their name on my ballot, not only mine, but my girlfriend's, and I believe others. And by this point in time, they know how many there are because they have the actual ballots. They can look through them, see how many times her name is on there. Is it the same handwriting? Question her, does she admit to it? I mean, it appears that she admitted to it in the email from Beth Hopkins, Elizabeth Hopkins, because she said the judge has been contacted and told she cannot do that. Well, if you told her she couldn't do that, did she admit to you that she was doing it? But if you allowed that person to remain in her duties for the next 3 hours or almost 3 hours at that polling place, you need to be released from your duties. It's as simple as that. Because if you're just willing to admonish someone writing their own name in as a write-in candidate, and they're already trying to spin it, and I said this from the start because I have a copy of the ballot, a picture of the ballot, and I said on election day, she didn't fill in the bubble, she just wrote her name in. It's still a crime, it's still the same crime, but she didn't vote for herself on somebody else's ballot. She left that for the person. And they're already trying to spin it. Well, they didn't fill in the bubble. They just wrote their name in. Listen, you wrote your name on somebody else's ballot. Same difference. Doesn't matter. And even more so, and I said this from the start, even worse was the response. The judge has been contacted and told she can't do that. No, how about, thank you for bringing this to my attention. We immediately removed that person from her position, escorted her from the building. We are initiating an investigation. At what time? We will refer to the proper authorities. That's all the response needed to be. But it was far from that. And if you're willing to overlook something like this, what in your career in this position have you also overlooked? What has been brought to your attention that could have been a crime that you said, just don't do that anymore? So I'm sorry, Lackawanna County, if you're listening, this isn't going away. This isn't going away at all. The investigation from the district attorney on the poll worker, the person working as the judge of election, writing them in, that's a different entity at this point. Let them do their investigation. Let them bring charges that they feel fit after they do a proper investigation. Everyone's innocent till proven guilty. But I have enough evidence here to say the judge of the director of elections for Lackawanna County should at a minimum be disciplined and most likely should be relieved of any duties. It's as simple as that. It's 3:33 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Coming up on 3:39, 48 degrees. Well, several Luzerne County schools were locked down due to an external threat. And then that man has been taken into custody. Multiple Luzerne County school districts went into lockdown on Wednesday following concerning comments made by an erratic individual at a Lehman Township coffee shop, who is subsequently being sought by police on a mental health warrant. He has since been placed in custody. At least five school districts, Dallas, Wyoming Valley West, Lake Lehman, Wyoming Area, and Northwest Area, went into lockdown due to what authorities described as an external threat. The man, who was not immediately identified, mentioned that he would go to schools, prompting the owners to call the police, McGovern said, describing the school lockdown as an extreme precaution. McGovern is the superintendent of the Lake Lehman School District. People are on edge, and rightfully so. It's a tough time. The bottom line is we do everything we can to protect our children, McGovern, the superintendent at Lake Lehman, also said. The man was seen driving out of Lehman Township area, resulting in precautions taking effect at schools across the west side. Trooper Bill Evans, a spokesman for the state police at Wilkes-Barre, said troopers assisted Wyoming Area Regional Police Department in search for the individual who was sought on a mental health warrant. Due to the individual traveling across multiple municipalities across Luzerne County, including being seen in the Lehman Township, PSP joined to assist the investigation. There are currently no criminal charges for the individual. And troopers announced later Wednesday afternoon that the man had been taken into custody. School lockdowns, which remain in effect, remained in effect till early Wednesday afternoon, prompted administrators to send robocalls and text to parents. This is going to be the new norm, and as it should be. I know back when my kids were still in school, and this was many years ago, they were pretty erratic with things that went on in school, and now there's state law saying that, you know, parents must be notified if certain things happen. It's good to keep parents informed, but again, you also have to use due diligence when you're being informed here. You have to let authorities, because if everybody's flooding to these areas, to these schools, to get their children or see if everything's okay, I mean, all you're doing is clogging up the area for emergency vehicles, for police and everybody else that may need to get there. So it is a double-edged sword, but I do believe that parents should be notified in situations like this, especially in a precautionary means. Hey, this is the information we got. Due to extreme precaution only, we are going into lockdown. There is no immediate threat at this time to the school. But this seems to be had been handled very properly. Multiple law enforcement agencies assisting in the matter, and the person was brought into custody, you know, shortly after. The message sent to parents at the Valley West said, the district has been informed of a potential threat made outside of our district. While there is no direct threat to any of our school buildings, we are taking precautionary measures and have initiated an external lockdown. During the external lockdown, all students and staff remain safely inside the buildings and no one is permitted to enter or exit until law enforcement provides the all clear. We are working closely with law enforcement and will update families as soon as the situation is resolved. Thank you for your understanding and cooperation as we prioritize the safety of our students and staff. And that's a perfect response from a school district to let parents know that, hey, there is something going on. There's no threat right now, and we'll keep you informed. And as long as they do follow up on that, I find that parents that's enough for most parents. This is a prime example of things working properly. There were people in the diner, people working in the diner that heard this man saying some things that concerned them. They notified law enforcement. Law enforcement followed up on it, pursued it with multiple agencies, and took this person off the street to either get them the help that they need or find out why they were making statements like that. And at least now that person is on their radar officially for anything in the future. And schools could be made aware that, hey, if this person is ever in your area for no reason, doesn't have any connection with your school, it may be a concern. Call law enforcement or get your school resource officer there. So, you know, job well done in this all around. And it in the end worked out fine. And hopefully there's no further incidents here. It's 3:43 here at WILK. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 3:46 here. We've seen the video by now of that horrid United Postal Service cargo plane crash that I believe has killed 11. I think that's what the number currently stands at. It was taking off from the hub, Global Aviation Hub at Kentucky, where it appears the right engine or left engine fell off the plane upon takeoff. So some sort of massive maintenance failure on this plane. It did not have enough lift or power to get off the ground and ended up crashing into an industrial area with a lot of flammable liquids and causing a major incident. There was a truck driver in the lot next to where this plane crashed who was sitting in his vehicle and had his camera systems going, and you got his real-time reaction to this fireball right next to him. And just an incredible that only 11. There's satellite photos today of that area, and you can see the gouge in the ground where the plane crashed and took it out. But how this will affect pretty much world cargo is because this was UPS's global aviation hub in Kentucky. There are investigations going on. I'm sure there will obviously be some sort of maintenance inspections of planes. UPS is expecting temporary disruption to the supply chain that will result in shipping delays. So not only do you have the tragedy of this plane crash, you will have world shipping delays by UPS. And UPS says they have contingency plans, but experts say the impact should be cleared up before the peak holiday season, which means this is going to be a little bit. Now, the plane crashed Tuesday evening as it was departing for Honolulu from the UPS Worldport, UPS's largest shipping hub in Louisville, Muhammad Ali International Airport. Package sorting at the center was halted late Tuesday and halted continue. About 416,000 packages are sorted at the facility per hour. Per hour. It's almost 500,000 packages per hour at this facility. It just goes to show the extent of what they do there, being this is their hub. And again, this isn't just an operational issue. This is a maintenance issue for all their planes. Carriers like UPS fly very similar planes because they're cargo planes. There are only a limited amount of types of cargo planes you could purchase for this type of work. Unless they could figure out why this engine fell off and how it fell off, they are going to need to inspect every other plane, which is going to delay all flights of cargo from UPS. So that's a main factor here, and it should be. You know, safety is paramount concern. A lot of these cargo pilots are very experienced military pilots. I have friends who were former military pilots who that's what they do now. They work for FedEx. They work for UPS. Because of the times and hours they fly, it works better than commercial flight where you could be bounced all around the nation, if not the world. You kind of have your steady routes back and forth, and it's more predictable. So if you're expecting anything from UPS or any shipping, because Amazon, everybody uses this as well, and sublets from them, there's going to be delays. And they say it'll be done by the peak of the holiday season, but we'll see. Time for the Bloomberg Money Minute. I think I saw Jay kick the console to get that one started. It was almost like the needle was spinning. There you go. It's coming up on 3:55 here on WILK News Radio. Well, the FAA is reducing air traffic by 10% across 40 high-volume markets during this government shutdown. They need to minimize the airspace to give a break to air traffic controllers. Right now, Fox News has an alert on the right hand. I guess it's coming from FlightAware. Right now, Boston has 21 cancellations and DCA has 10 cancellations. There are 4,326 flight delays as of right now. It's a real time. LaGuardia has 492 delays, and Newark has 400 and something delays. And again, 94 cancellations. Boston, 21 cancellations. Reagan has a bunch. They've been putting a real time ticker up on the. And with the holiday season coming, this isn't going to be pretty. So is this the push that's needed to get our members of Congress to stop this Democrat shutdown? Because that's exactly what – listen, there's a clean resolution on the table that would have got us through this past month without this. The Democrats, especially in the Senate, are holding the government hostage, holding our workers hostage, holding our military hostage, our SNAP recipients hostage, because they want to try and get things that they just could not negotiate during the normal workings of business. It's as simple as that. You want to talk about the enhanced premium tax credits for Obamacare. You want to talk about funding PPS and NPR. You want to talk about health care for illegal immigrants, because it's all in the bill, regardless of what they tell you it is. It's all in that $1.4 trillion bill that they want to do as a continuing resolution. And the enhanced premium tax credits, listen, a lot of the Republican members of Congress that I've spoke to are open to having that conversation. They do believe that something needs to be done to expand the premium tax credits, not to the level of the enhanced premium tax credits because it was a COVID emergency where they totally removed the income cap. And again, yesterday I told you that the majority of people who are going to be affected by that ending of the enhanced premium tax credits are people who are retired early waiting to max out their Social Security. So they can take Social Security right now. And again, if you take it at 62, it's a lesser amount. If you take it at 63, it's a little more. You take it at 64, it's a little more. You take it at 65, a little more. All the way up to 70, I believe it maxes out. And they're looking to max that out. So these people retired early. They're not collecting Social Security, so they're doing okay. And the one that was interviewed in the article that I read said, you know, yes, it'll hurt. We'll have to pay more for our health care because the taxpayers now are helping these retired people help pay for their health care, that are trying to wait out to maximize Social Security, they said they'll have to take less vacations. We'll have to travel less. So, that's a little bit on the shutdown. But here, as far as the closing some of the airspace, the cutback stands to impact thousands of flights nationwide because the FAA directs more than 44,000 flights a day, including commercial passenger flights, cargo planes, and private aircraft. I did see some articles trying to tie this UPS plane crash to the shutdown and everything else. Listen, the engine fell off the plane upon takeoff. No one's to blame for that except maybe poor maintenance somewhere, and hopefully they find out what the deal was, or just a pure mechanical failure. Those things happen too, right? I mean, do you get blamed for breaking your car if it just something happens with it that you weren't responsible for? Now, obviously, if you're not maintaining your car, if you're not taking care of it, if you're driving it beyond its limits, yeah, you're responsible for it. But if things just break, they break on cars all the time. They break on our house all the time. But some of the articles I've seen trying to tie that UPS plane crash to the shutdown or the air traffic controllers being tired or anything else is just ridiculous. The engine, it's on video, literally, of the engine on fire and falling off the plane. So this is going to affect a lot of people. And listen, it's not a popular decision. I said this yesterday, and I got a lot of angry messages for it, but I'm okay with that. Listen, if our military's not getting paid, people on SNAP shouldn't be getting things. And listen, if you want to talk about SNAP benefits, let's talk about SNAP benefits. Why aren't SNAP benefits just staples? How come you could buy soda, sweet cereal, and all sorts of things, junk? It should just be, there should be a, like WIC. WIC is actually a lot more stringent than SNAP. It should just be your meats, your breads, your milks, your eggs, pasta, sugary soda and sweets and cookies and popcorn and chips. And no, we have to look at these things. If these programs are that much in jeopardy, let's start narrowing down the staples that people need to survive, right? Because that's what we're being told. These people need to survive. Well, they can survive on the staples. It's 4 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that could help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.